Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Leon Olguin, CEO of At Home With Music. Leon is a classically trained pianist with over 3 decades of experience in playing classical music, pop, rock, and jazz. His career as a professional musician and record producer afforded him the flexibility to homeschool his daughter for 5 years back in the 90s from grades 6 through 10. So Leon has a tremendous amount of admiration and respect for homeschool families. His YouTube channel, At Home With Music, is a great resource for homeschoolers. And even if you're not involved with homeschooling, but you're a curious music lover, you are welcome to learn along with him. The goal is to enable you and your family to gain a greater understanding and appreciation for the wide world of music. In this episode, we talk about how the desire to help homeschool parents inspires him to create content. And not only the child will benefit from studying music, but also every homeschool parent will benefit from learning and teaching music to their own children in their home. Also, how including At Home With Music in your homeschool curriculum will greatly enrich your children's lives as well as yours. And lastly, how At Home With Music desires to help every homeschool family with a greater understanding and appreciation of music. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Leon has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guest and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
Well, hello, everybody. And this fun fact is that according to the Alexa ranking of websites worldwide, Google and YouTube are the most visited. And in fact, YouTube is the most widely used search engine next to Google.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, people go to YouTube to look for all kinds of things.
Wow, that's really good to know that YouTube is used as a search engine. I didn't know that. Very cool. Which brings us to the focus of your work. Where is your platform?
Well, my YouTube channel is called At Home With Music, and it's dedicated to enabling homeschool parents to teach all things music.
That is awesome.
Yes. Thank you.
So how long have you been doing music? How long have you been playing?
Well, I've been a professional musician since 1972. That might surprise some people, but I was actually only 13 years old when I had my first professional job. I was hired to be a church pianist slash organist. People seem to think if you can play the piano, you can play the organ too.
Yeah.
I'm really a good organist, but I was a pretty good pianist even at age 13. So I've been working professionally ever since, and I will be 65 this year.
Wow, that's awesome. And you've been doing what you loved all this time. So what inspired you to create this, to teach music on YouTube?
Well, I have a desire to help homeschool parents. I myself was a homeschool teacher for 5 years back in the 90s. I personally homeschooled my daughter from grades 5 through 10.
Wow.
So I was kind of in the minority being a homeschool dad who actually taught. But because I was a professional musician at the time, my career afforded me a great deal of flexibility, so I was able to work at night and on the weekends, and I had most of my mornings free, so I was able to teach homeschool during that time.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm sure you know what? You probably built so many great memories with your daughter. I bet you guys are still close. Like, it's probably awesome.
Well, yes, I would have to say that it is. She's 35 now and lives about an hour and a half from us. We're in Asheville, North Carolina. She's down in Shelby, and she's been married for 11 years, and we're still very close. She talks to her mom almost every day. In fact, as we're recording this, my wife is on her way down there to spend a couple of days with her.
That's awesome. You know, that's the beauty of homeschooling as well. I mean, yeah, it's probably has its challenges and, you know, rough days, but at the end of the day, when you overcome those things, you've built a bond and a relationship with your
with your child that really is not, it wouldn't be available if they were gone all those hours from you, you know? And just being able to see, like, how I look at it is like, school is their life, right? At that, at this point in their age, like, education is what they do. Like, that is everything almost, you know what I mean? It's like, it's what their focus is. So it's like, when parents are not part of that, it's like the most focal part of their life you're not a part of. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, you, somebody else becomes an authority. But when you're in there, even if it's for part-time, you've placed yourself as an authority in there and you're able to really speak into their life on so many different levels after that, because you've, like I said, you've made yourself an authority in understanding and learning. You've worked with them and all that different stuff. So it's awesome. And now you do it on a YouTube channel. So when someone goes on your YouTube channel, what will they be able to find?
They'll be able to find resources that will enable them to teach their children all the basics of music. You know, I run into a lot of parents that say, oh, I'm not musical. But I tell them the basics of music are just simply a series of concepts that build on each other. And you as a parent slash teacher only have to stay a step or two ahead of your students. And when you think about it, that's how most teachers end up teaching a subject. You know, if you're teaching mathematics, for example, you don't enter into it knowing everything there is to know about mathematics and consider yourself a mathematician. You learn the concepts and then you pass them on to your students slash children. It's the same thing with music. You start from the basics. You know, here's middle C on the keyboard. Here's how you find the other notes. Here's a staff. Here's a treble clef, and so on. And you just keep building on that foundation. And so the parent can learn the concept, even if they don't consider themselves a musician, and then pass that concept on to their children. And in that way, they can prepare them. If they want to take piano lessons from a qualified teacher down the road, they've got a head start. And it may inspire within them a passion for music that they wouldn't have otherwise had. Yeah. And of course, the parent gains a lot as well, because anybody who studies music, I believe, will find their life enriched, their mind expanded, and they'll enjoy life a little bit more, I think.
Oh, I agree. in fact, I got my degree in music as well. And I remember when I was going through it, going through music theory, I literally was learning math. I'm like, wait, decimals and fractions. I'm like, this is not that hard. And I remember just going through it and learning and doing all the conversions and everything. And I'm like, is this what they were trying to teach me in high school? Because this is easy. But it was really interesting how I saw math very easily through music. It became so easy.
They are very closely related indeed.
Yeah. Oh, I love music. So for me, I know that the arts, those creative arts, really allow children, students, and really anybody at any age to be able to process what they are learning. Like, they're giving half their brain a rest, so that part of the brain can really develop and like really process what's happening, while the other side of the brain is doing more creative things that are more relaxing. And those frequencies really do change your mood and your thought pattern and how you feel and things like that. It brings you into a completely different world that I know. Yeah. 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 What's your favorite instrument to play?
Well, I just refer to myself as an old piano player. I've dabbled with other instruments. I have a recorder. You know, everybody learns to play that a little bit. I have an accordion, which I don't play too often. But you see, my wife is also a musician. She's a guitarist and she plays the ukulele, and she has a lot of fun with those things. And so there's a lot of music in my house.
Oh, wow. So did you guys play together ever?
Yes, we do. Actually, we play together every Sunday morning at our church. We're in the worship band / worship team, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. I'm over there on the grand piano and she's over there on her guitar.
That's too cool.
A few other people in the group as well. But we're like the supports. We're not actually leading the singing, but we're providing the instrumental support for the worship leader.
That's so cool.
We really enjoy it. It's
For sure. Yeah, I'm on the worship team too at my church. I'm a singer though. I did play keyboard for some time, but that I didn't keep up with it. But I did keep up with my vocals. That was the one instrument that I kept up with.
Well, that's great. I think that's great.
Yeah. Actually, these are like my in-ears. That's what I use
for
my
use
podcast. Yeah, these were really expensive too. I mean, like those are when you get like in-ears, like, whoo, I was like, wow, really expensive.
I kind of like them though. It helps me hear everything that's going on.
Yeah, I have 12 drivers. Like, and I got a little design over here of a lion. So I've got 12 drivers and everyone was like, you don't need 12 drivers. You're a singer. I'm like, but I want to hear all the mids, all the lows, all the highs. I got depth, guys. I got depth. So, too fun. So, you know, how have people been receiving your videos? What are some things that they've been like sharing with you?
Well, I do get a lot of comments on the videos. And of course, it's kind of embarrassing to share them because people say things like, love your videos. Very helpful. Thank you. Excellent video. Thank you so much. Thanks for the simple, easy to understand and most helpful lesson. You're an excellent teacher. You know, about the only negative comment I've had is that you should do an overhead shot of your hands so that we can see what you're playing. And I took that to heart. And so many of my subsequent videos featured overhead shots so that people could see my hands and what keys I was playing and so forth. That's about the only thing. It was more constructive criticism than a negative comment. So I've been very grateful for the response that I've received.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know what? And I think when teaching music, that's probably the most helpful is being able to see the person's hands, like what they're doing. I had a musician come on. He taught guitar. His name was Jake Booker. And that's what he would do. He'd have a bunch of cameras and one camera would literally focus in on his fingers on what he's doing on the guitar. And the students are able to, and they can stop it and, you know, put their fingers on there, play it, and then copy, stop it. And then, you know what I mean? Do it like that. So I think that's a really great benefit of being able to capture that, like, and really capture it on video, because live lessons are great. I'm not going to say they're not, they're great, but you don't get that moment where you can stop your teacher and see what they're doing, you know, because you remember like, oh, what did they say again? You know,
I use that technique a lot now when I'm doing piano type instruction.
Yeah.
Of course, when I'm teaching music history, you know, it's just me talking to the camera and then putting up pictures and charts and videos and things like that. But when I'm doing piano instruction, I definitely use the overhead shot a lot.
Yeah, music history is awesome too. I loved music history. That was a great class as well. I really enjoyed my music class. I mean, I remember they even taught me conducting. I had to learn how to conduct and all those different things. So I truly enjoyed it. So as we begin to wrap this up, where can our listeners connect with you and, you know, maybe purchase some of your resources?
Well, right now, all the videos on my channel are free to view at any time, and subscribing to the channel, which is to be encouraged, is also free, and that helps the channel a lot. Now, more in-depth materials and study guides that will be going out in conjunction with the videos, those are still in development. I've got a few of them done. I've created for myself a rather substantial amount of work. But once many of those are released, they'll be available to those who choose to support me on Patreon. And so I believe you have a link to my Patreon page.
I do. I'm going to put all those links in your show notes so they can just click and go.
Right. Yeah, they can go directly to my website and contact me directly through there. And I'm pretty good about responding to messages and emails and so forth. So
yes, you are.
I try.
Awesome. So what is one big takeaway you want to leave with our listeners today from our conversation?
I encourage every homeschool teacher, and really anybody in particular, to make sure that music is a big part of their life. Mm. I encourage homeschool teachers to include music in their curriculum. And of course, that's why At Home with Music exists, to give them that resource that they can learn and then they can pass it on to their children. And not only will the children benefit, but of course, the parent, the teacher will benefit as well. And so that's what I want them to take away from what I do. It's a resource that I've put my heart and soul into it. I've been a professional musician for a long time. I've been a public speaker. I've taught piano classes in groups. I've taught privately. And I've been a performer. There's all kinds of videos of me performing on YouTube as well.
Oh.
So, you know, I've had a wonderful life as a musician. There's been ups and downs, just like any career. But this, I'm kind of in the final chapter, as it were. You know, I'm a little bit old to go on the road with a rock band. And so I'm finding this to be very fulfilling and gratifying. And it's really exciting to see more and more people subscribe to the channel.
Yeah.
And I hope to reach many more in the future.
So when you went on the road, you did rock?
No, actually, I was in what is known as a society band. I put on a tuxedo every night. And when I lived in Florida, we lived there for 32 years from 1984 to 2016. And I was playing in country clubs, yacht clubs, private parties, basically for the greatest generation back in the early 90s. These were folks that were very well off, but also very well mannered. They knew all the dance steps. It was great fun.
Yeah.
And then from 2006 until we moved to Asheville, I was working with a New Orleans jazz singer. Her name's Sybil Gage. You can look her up on YouTube and you'll see, if you go back a few years to some of her older videos, you'll see me in there playing boogie woogie and, you know, New Orleans jazz and playing in really rowdy New Orleans type parties and things. Great deal of fun.
Oh, wow.
And we went down the Florida coast, went up to New York and did a show, went over to New Orleans and did a show there. And it was great, great fun.
That's so much fun. What would you say was one of your most fun, memorable times playing?
Oh my goodness, there are so many that it's difficult to, some of the greatest times, of course, is when I performed with my wife, because she's a singer-songwriter. Oh. And being a guitarist, you know, we weren't fighting over instruments or anything like that. So I learned to play a lot of her songs. If you go to my personal channel, Leon Holguin, you'll find some of her music on there as well. And her stage name is Cheryl Page, P-A-I-G-E. So I'm very proud of what she's accomplished as a musician.
Oh. And
probably some of my best times were performing with her.
Oh.
And then, working with Sybil Gage was an absolute joy. I used to call her the anti-diva. You know, she's super talented, highly charismatic. But she gave me the freedom to develop my playing. I had never played New Orleans jazz before. I really had to learn from the bottom up. And she gave me the freedom to figure out how to do it. And I don't think we ever had a crossword in the 10 years that we worked together. It was great.
Wow, that's really cool. And I love the fact that you said she gave me the freedom to learn. And that's really, you know, when we bring it back to homeschooling and being able to educate, that's really what it is, right? Giving them freedom to learn and to focus in on what they love to do. So thank you so much, Leon, for coming today. It's been awesome just chatting with you and getting to know you so much more.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, awesome.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.